need a little bit of your love to shine on me. Just a little bit of your love. When I wake up in the morning, shine on me. Go to bed in the evening, shine on me. When the way is dark and I can't see, whoa, I need you here to comfort me. When I'm held down by gravity, whoa, break the chains and set me free, yeah, yeah. Need a little bit of your love, shine on me. Just a little bit of your love, shine on me. When I feel alone, raging, cupboards bare, oh, the whole house is in disrepair. Darkness finds me in despair, but your light shines somewhere, yeah, yeah. Need a little bit of your love, shine on me. Just a little bit of your love, shine on me. Whenever I am cold, shine on me. With your wings unfold, shine on me. Your love comes healing. Good, good, good feeling, shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Oh, you shine on me.
Hey, good peeps, Pig City and the Global Village. Welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 miniseries spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres, just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilapie, Sunday, August 25th, an easy 45-minute drive from Winnipeg. Since 2014, the festival has been the stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, buzz bands, and a safe place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 7, Don Adams. Don Adams maintains a low profile online and in the community, but he's continually writing and playing songs about people for people. Look for his 2011 album Shine, or When the Snow Falls, his Christmas album. Experience Don Adams online on his Facebook page. Welcome, Don Adams.
Hi there, Chris.
We came in with Shine. It's the title track, and in particular because I love the guitar in it, the riff, and especially the tone. It's so beautiful. It should be sampled and remixed into, something wonderful and deep house. The words still resonate, I think, because right now, everybody at the end of the day feels like We just need a little light to shine on us. We're feeling neglected.
Yeah, it was a song that I felt a bit of a presence. It was kind of a love song, and then it was kind of a presence too of, you know, feeling something better that you didn't know, you know?
And that comes through, and that's where we are right now. I mean, we're not going to get into that because it's all about the music. And as you mentioned, your songs, for the most part, are about people and for them. If people go online and find you on your Facebook page, almost every song that you have up there begins with, "This is a song for." Talk to us about that perspective. Like, would you fair to describe it as contemplative or observational or pondering?
Well, you know, songs hit me different. Sometimes they just, I don't even think I write them. I just pull them out of the air. You know what I mean? Like they're up there, and then oftentimes it's about a feeling I can get where, you know, I feel kind of dark, and you know, I find they lift me, and hopefully they lift some of the people that listen to them. And I've had some really good reports on, you know, people that have had one lady that was on her deathbed, and he apparently played my CD over and over again. Like, you know, a feeling like that, just you can't buy.
That's absolutely priceless. And that is the power of music. It's universal.
It is.
Another song I'd quickly talk about that, again, it's from 2011, but is absolutely perfect in this divisive post-truth tribal world we live in, is No Rain. It's, you know, it's very much in the tradition of Woody Guthrie. The song tells a story, and there's a story behind it.
Yeah, and I wish I could remember what it was, because I wrote the song about 3 or 4 years before that, before I actually recorded it. I think I was in the middle of an argument with someone, and, you know, I was trying to resolve that. And then at the same time, I started thinking about all the troubles in the world and stuff that we were going through at that particular time. And it just came out. I think it was one that I wrote in maybe 20, 30 minutes.
And then that's always the way the best ones happen. They just happen.
It seems that way. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, geez, that was a long time ago. Do you rediscover your own songs when you go into your back catalog, or, you know, and does the meaning ever change in a song for you?
I don't know so much. They change in that, you know, I may play them a lot different, you know, like, for instance, I'm a piano player originally, and quite a few of my songs were written on the piano, and then once I got performing and stuff, I changed a lot of them to the guitar, because I wasn't lugging a piano around. And, you know, my voice kind of changed, and your perspective, and a lot of the way you feel about things change as you get older, and they changed a bit. Sometimes I don't think of the older songs that much because of I've got so many new ones that I've written. Like, they keep coming.
It's all about the newest song, always, isn't it?
It seems to be, yeah.
We are going to go back to the album, though.
Sure.
What song should we leave the folks with? Perhaps something they'll hear at the festival?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought I might possibly play Shine there, but I've changed quite a few of those songs that would be hard to play live, I think. Revelation is a good song that never got a lot of love, but I thought it meant something to me at the time.
That song was the first one that really struck me on the album. You know, I normally listen to, you know, I don't listen to the first time I listen to it, and then the second time I start to listen to it, and that was the first song that jumped out of me, so.
Well, where that song came from, we just moved. I'd been living in Dryden, and we just moved to Thunder Bay. I had this dream about people burning books and stuff. I don't know if I was thinking 1984, or I was thinking the Nazis or something like that. And the next night, we went to a little music festival that they had there. And there was this old hippie couple dancing all by themselves on the stage. Everybody had pretty much gone home and the band was playing. And it just took me back to the 60s and thinking of, you know, a lot of the ideals that I felt even at that time. I was that age group, I guess. And, you know, how things had changed over the years and things hadn't worked out the way we thought. And, you know, there's a lot more trouble in the world and stuff. And there was a religious perspective to it as well. And other than that, I don't know.
And Don Adams, thank you for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Oh, you're very welcome, Bruce, and looking forward to being there.
It'll be great. And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all social media. And please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
We cycled life inside a dream. Nothing is the way it seems. These days we're all out of work. Better times are just ahead. The future's past and God is dead. We're in a world that's gone berserk. 'Twas on the dark side of the moon. I still recall that night in June, in the town just before the storm. There we stood before the fire. We burnt the books and the flames danced high. We were only trying to keep warm, waiting on a revelation, waiting for the sign to come, waiting on a revelation. Don't know which way I should run. So well, right there when the meteor fell, somehow I escaped without a bruise. He was riding in the hearse, had the chapter, he had the verse, got every blessing he ever used. Talking heads all got it right, took the news and washed it white, changed your mind and now you should. Shrugged and said, of course, I stabbed my spurs into the horse. I was out there riding for the cure, waiting on the revelation, waiting for the sign to come, waiting on the revelation. Don't know which way I should run. Was never meant to be. I was there the day.